Welcome back. This is the 8th grade broadcast of the Elmwood versus Lakeside game. Last game was the 7th grade Elmwood versus Sonora game. The Sonora is the middle school feeding to Lakeside Junior High with 8th and 9th graders. The tip-off is won by the Raiders, but Lakeside quickly steals it back. And they will take it up the court easily. Number 2 hands it off to number 15. Back to number 2. Saved by Kennard. Nice job. Young collects the pass. Gives it down to Wilkin. Wilkin to Honey. Hudson Honey's layup. No good. No foul. Rebounded by Honey. Tipped out of bounds by Lakeside. Honey will pass it in. Gives it to McMahon, who gives it to Young. Gets the ball knocked away. Ball knocked out of bounds by Lakeside. Lakeside will keep possession. Lakeside hauls it deep. Number 2 didn't see the ball. He'll grab it easily, though, after crossing the half-court stripe. Number 2 hauls it to number 15. Layup, no good. Rebounded by Wilkin. Wilkin gives to Honey. Honey looks like he's going to swing it over to Kennard. Kennard at the volleyball line. Bounce pass to Young. He threw it out of reach. Lakeside will have it back. Lakeside will have the ball back. Here's number 31. He's going to drive. Ball poked loose by McMahon. Number 2 is going to drive. Picked off by Kennard. Kennard gives to McMahon. McMahon holds it deep to Wilkin. Here's Wilkin back to Kennard. Kipton's going to drive. Layup good and one. Kipton Kennard makes the layup. And he will shoot one free throw. Kennard's free throw is good. Lakeside slowly walks it up the court. Elmwood leads by 3. Ball almost out of bounds. Nice save there by number 22. Gives it over to Honey. McMahon almost knocked that one loose. Kennard guarding him loosely. McMahon tries to knock the ball loose. Tipped away by Kennard. Out of bounds on number 15. Sorry, that was out of bounds on Elmwood. They will keep it. Jax Holloman and Brax Terry in for Kipton and Noah. Number 15 will toss it in for Lakeside. Gives it over to number 2. 2 guarded by Terry. Terry, kind of the sixth man for the Raiders. Definitely very good player. The frame wasn't quite big enough for him to start. Definitely very good shooter, really good on defense. Also, Jax Holloman, big guy. And looks like that ball goes out of bounds on Elmwood somehow. Don't know how that went out on us. Sure did look like it went out on Lakeside. Ball tipped loose. Wilkins going to grab it. Wilkins on a fast break. Jump stop layup. No good. Rebounded by Young. Joseph Young gets right back up. He couldn't get the shot to fall. Looks like I cannot see you. Just that ball went out on. It looks like it went out on Lakeside, apparently. So Hudson Honey will throw it in right in front of the Lakeside student section. and tosses it out of bounds. Lakeside will get it back. Still only a one-score game. Elmwood only leading 3-0. Lakeside, handoff to number 32. 32 guarded by Holloman. Ball almost goes out. Throws it off of Honey. Oh, my goodness. Honey got nailed with that ball. Number 32 tried to keep the... the ball will stay with Lakeside. Carson Conwell in for Honey. Honey got nailed right in the jewels. They will take him out for a quick break. Looks like Elmwood's going to call a timeout. Number 32, I mean, he did the right thing. He got the ball back for Lakeside, so... I mean, not a bad idea. He just happened to hit Honey where it hurts the most. We're going to take a quick break. After the break, it is still 3-0 Elmwood, 3:22 to play in the game. Honey will remain on the bench. So the Elmwood five currently are Young, Terry, Wilkin, Holloman, and Conwell. Wilkin on a fast break. Somehow didn't get a travel call there. Oh, my goodness. He missed a wide-open layup. Now they're going to call a travel on Lakeside. Elmwood will get it back. Connor Wilkin tried to stop with the ball very quickly. Almost got a travel, but then he went for the layup and just completely missed it. Joseph Young grabs the inbound pass, couldn't get the shot to go. Number two for Lakeside taking it up. He throws it, tried to give it to number 15. He just threw it right off of Terry's foot. Elmwood will have it back. Joseph Young's just going to drive. Nice kick out to Wilkin. Wilkin's shot is no good. Joseph Young with a nice drive. No look pass to Wilkin, but the mid-range jump shot was no good. Kennard and Bennington about to come in for the Raiders. Stolen away by Conwell. Carson's going to go all the way. Layup is good. 5-0 Elmwood. Lakeside slowly taking the ball up the court. Ball nearly stripped away by Holloman. Lakeside will get it back. It's like Wilkin and Young are going to go out along with Terry and Holloman. Looks like Conwell is the only one who's going to stay in. It'll be... The Elmwood five will be Kennard, Conwell, McMahon, Honey, and Bennington. Number 22 for Lakeside going to drive. So many Raiders in his way. Can't get the shot to go. They're going to call a foul. Looks like they're going to call that one on Bennington. Sonora. Oh, I keep on saying Sonora. It's Lakeside. I need to remember it's Lakeside. It's kind of confusing playing two different teams on the same court. Lakeside with the ball back. Lakeside just hasn't really been able to get a ton of penetration, and when they do, it's either really bad shots or really bad kick-out passes that just get turned over immediately. Just like that shot, that one hit off the logo on the glass in the bottom left corner. Looks like another foul. Did not see who that was on. Lakeside will throw it in. Lob pass out to number 22. He's going to try and drive. Honey! Looks like Honey tried to draw a charge. They're going to call a foul on him. He did look set. He did a nice job of selling that, though. He just got bumped into, went straight to the floor. But they are going to call the blocking foul on Honey. Hand off to number 20, gives it to number 15. Here's number 22 on the logo. Nice pass there to number 15, but he dropped it. Elmwood will have it back. Joe Young is back into the game for Bennington, and Wilkin is in for Conwell. McMahon will throw it in with 1:30 to play in the first quarter. Full press from Lakeside, easily beaten by the Raiders. Young gives it over. Here's Kennard, gives to Honey. Honey gets the ball ripped away. Ball is on the floor, jump ball, looks like it is some lakeside ball. I almost said Sonora again, did you hear that? I got close that time though, I said lakeside. 1:18 to play in the first half. Also have the Rogers ninth grade boys game going on behind me. Lots of people you may remember from last year, Joe Kraut, EJ McCoy, who else do we have over there? Let's see, looks like Lincoln McMahon, Peyton Acosta, Owen Crawford. Meanwhile, back on this court, Sonora. Oh, my goodness, I said Sonora. Lakeside. I'm going to slap myself each time I say Sonora. Lakeside got a bucket, but it was quickly countered by Wilkins' layup. Oh, my goodness. Excuse me. Elmwood is not letting – they're just preventing Lakeside even getting – to the three-point line. They're going to call another foul on Honey. He already has two. 33 seconds to play in the first quarter. Looks like Terry will come in for Honey. Number 15's got to get it in. Hauls it to number 32. Tried a nice little behind-the-back pass, nearly picked off by Kennard, but no. Floater from number 15 is good for Lakeside. Here comes McMahon, deep pass to Wilkin. Wilkin back to Kennard. Kennard to Wilkin. Wilkin back to Young. Young to Terry. Brax Terry's three! He drained it! Elmwood is up six. Final 3 seconds of the quarter. Half-court shot off the top of the glass. That'll be the end of the first quarter. Elmwood leads by six.
Equity Business Solutions provides bookkeeping and tax preparation services to small business in Northwest Arkansas. If you need monthly bookkeeping services, end-of-year cleanup, financial statement analysis, or business or personal tax preparation and planning, call the professionals from Equity Business Solutions. Call 479-372-1875. That's 479-372-1875. Or find them on the web at equitybusinesssolutionsllc.com. That's Equity Business Solutions, adding value beyond the numbers.
Welcome back. After the first half, Elmwood is leading pretty well, 10-4 here. Looks like it's going to be the same five that we entered into the break with. Terry, Young, Wilkin, Holloman, and McMahon. Layup from Holloman easily drops. 12-4, Lakeside leads. Sorry, Elmwood leads. What am I might just slap myself for that. Here's number 32. Throws it over to number 22. And he's not doing anything with it. He's just staying right at the logo. He retreats back to the logo. Dude, he's got to do something with the ball. This time he's going to bring it all the way to the corner. He's trapped. Throws it deep. And Wilkin tipped it. Wilkin steals it. Looks like they almost got a backcourt. But then Wilkin tipped it. He stole it. Number 21 goes, steals it. Misses the open layup. Slaps the pads on the wall in frustration. Holloman's layup, no good. Rebounded by Young, put back, no good. Rebounded again by Young. He's going to draw the foul this time. Shot is no good. Joseph a little shaken up after getting hit on that second putback opportunity. Let's check in on the freshman game back here. Young makes his first free throw. Freshman game, there's Braxton Shuckman out there too. Rogers is easily leading, 21-13 right now. Young's second free throw is no good, rebounded by Holloman. Holloman, questionable decision of going back up with it there. He had Wilkin wide open right behind him for three, but no. Number 22 is actually going to take the ball up the court this time, gives it to wide open number 15. They're going to call a foul on Wilkin. Elmwood leads by 9. Number 15 will throw it in for Lakeside. Throws it deep to number 31. 31 back to number 15. Kindred and Honey about to come into the game for the Raiders. Number 22 trapped right at the logo again. He's going to move with the ball. Nice pass to number 21. I got to give him credit for that one. Number 20 goes up and gets fouled. And he will shoot free throws. That was a nice pass by number 22. Looks like he picked up his dribble, was in midair, had nowhere to go with it. Threw an absolute dime right through the needle to number 21. So number 21 went up, got fouled. First free throw is no good. Kennard and Honey in for Holloman and Young. Here's the second free throw from number 21. This one is no good. It'll be Elmwood ball. McMahon will pass it in for the Raiders. Gives it to Kennard. Kennard slowly jogging the ball up court. Gives it to Wilkin. Wilkin to Honey. Honey with a nice move. Gives this one to McMahon. McMahon back to Honey. Honey's going to drive. Gives to Terry. Tipped away. Wilkin grabs it back. Wilkin gives to Terry on another tip pass. Lobs it up to Honey in the paint. Jump ball. Well, it wasn't a jump ball, but like it was a ball that they had to jump for. Tipped away. Oh, my goodness. Lakeside will grab the ball back, but they missed the opportunity. Connor Wilkins, 3, off the mark. Number 2 will take it up for Lakeside. Three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by Wilkin. Wilkin to Kennard. Kennard back to Terry. Brax Terry, 3, off the back iron. They're going to call an offensive foul on Terry. Looks like he shoved number 2 back away before he shot the ball. Or was it? No, it was not an offensive foul. It was a foul. I do not know what that was. Elmwood passes it in, and Young grabs it right in the paint, puts it up for an easy layup. 15-4, Elmwood leads. Lakeside has struggled to put good shots up so far. Most of the time they've been limited to force a shot. Just like this, nope, they're going to call a travel on him. He could have shot it, but it was Wilkin, Young, Kennard, and Conwell all around him. Couldn't have shot that. Elmwood putting in lots of new people. Holloman, Terry, McMahon, Bennington, and Young. All in for the Raiders. Pass tipped away. Nice job by number 2. Terry getting carried away by a moving screen. It was an off-ball screen, though. Refs were not looking for it. Bennington gets the ball ripped away. They're going to call a foul on... Did not see who that was on. I think it was on Bennington. And Lakeside will take the ball up. Here's number 22, inside pass to number 21. He's going to drive. Terry, did he draw the charge? Yes, he did. Nice job, Brax. Brax Terry, boomstick by number 31, but he drew the charge, so it was worth it. And looks like Lakeside's going to bring in a few subs. McMahon will pass it in for the Raiders. Hauls it deep to Conwell. Conwell to Holloman. Holloman to McMahon. Three-pointer from Noah. Noah McMahon drills a 3 to make it 17-6. Elmwood. Lakeside will take it up. Here's number 15. Tosses it over back to number 22. 22 tries to make a move on Conwell. Conwell doesn't budge. Three-pointer from number 2. No good off the glass. Lakeside will have it back. Holloman tipped it out. 1:26 to play in the half. Elmwood with a 12-point lead. Looks like Lakeside's going to call a timeout. We'll be back after this. After the timeout, it's 1:26 to play in the first half. Lakeside has the ball. They're trailing by 12 here. Number 22 at the logo, as usual. Here's number 2. He's going to drive, ran right into Conwell. They're going to call a travel on him. Elmwood will have the ball back with 1:07 to play. Kennard and Wilkin back in for the Raiders. McMahon will pass it in right below us. Gives to Wilkin. Wilkin to Kennard. Kennard creating space, gives to Young. Joseph Young's three, no good, dang it. And they're going to call a foul on Holloman. He just jumped over a kid. Well, looks like he only got like halfway jumping over him, though. They call the foul on Holloman. Lakeside will take it up with less than a minute to play. Here's number 22. Step back, gives it back to number 25. Here's number 2. Number 2, gonna drive. How is that not a travel? Rebounded by Young. His leg just like drug on the floor as he took two extra steps. Young gets the ball poked loose. Nice handoff. Looks like it was an accident, but he kind of just nonchalantly handed it off to Kennard. Jax Holloman pumps the three. Floater, no good. Rebounded by Young. Put back is good. It is 20-6. And the clock will fade out. Number 22 quickly going to try and nail a buzzer beater. And, oh my goodness, that was not even close. We will end the second quarter. It is 20 Elmwood, 6 Lakeside.
Equity Business Solutions provides bookkeeping and tax preparation services to small business in Northwest Arkansas. If you need monthly bookkeeping services, end of year cleanup, financial statement analysis, or business or personal tax preparation and planning, call the professionals from Equity Business Solutions. Call 479-372-1875. That's 479-372-1875. Or find them on the web at equitybusinesssolutionsllc.com. That's Equity Business Solutions, adding value beyond the numbers.
Welcome back. Elmwood is leading 20-6 over the Lakeside Golden Eagles. Elmwood established a pretty good lead early in the first half, and they've just kept that going with very aggressive defense, not letting Lakeside really get any smart shots. And just like that, they're already stealing the ball. Honey hauls it deep to Wilkin, but it was way too deep. Hudson looks like Slade Henderson out there just throwing the ball halfway down the court. Number 22 nearly broke his own ankles, crossed himself up there. Ball goes out on Lakeside, but McMahon bumped him out, so Lakeside will retain possession. Here's number 22 with the ball at the logo. What do you know? He just kind of hangs out behind the volleyball line, waits for there to be an... Oh, nice job there by Joe Young. Couldn't turn the ball over, though. Lakeside will keep it. Number 22 just kind of chills behind the volleyball line until he finds a passing lane, or he waits for the defender to kind of back off to make a move. Otherwise, he just kind of dribbles back and forth and waits. Number 25 gets to number 22. Here he comes driving. Nice move there. I'll give that to him. Misses the shot, though. Tries to steal it, and he does steal it from McMahon. Jump stop. They're going to call a foul on McMahon and one. He will shoot a free throw. Number 22 drove, missed the shot. McMahon forgot he was behind him, got the ball picked off. McMahon fouled him as he went up, and he made the shot. His one free throw. Oh, I thought. One free throw is good. He kind of just took three dribbles, picked it up, looked like he was about to shoot it, then took two more. Here's Honey. Give not a great pass to McMahon. Got it tipped loose. Here's number 22. Nice behind-the-back dribble. Runs right into Kinner, but it was off ball. Ball goes out of bounds on Lakeside. Kinner was trying to draw the charge. The ball had already gone past him, though. Kipton will take it up for the Raiders. Gives it to Wilkin. Connor Wilkins, three. No good. Rebounded by Kinner. Tried to throw it. Oh, my goodness. Layup is no good. Kipton Kinner went to save the ball, threw it behind his back off of a Lakeside player, which deflected right into Hudson Honey's hands. Honey missed the layup because it was highly contested. They're going to call a... Looks like... A offensive foul, moving screen there on number 25. McMahon will throw the ball in for the Raiders right below us. McMahon gives to Honey. Honey gives the ball to Kipton, tip pass. Kinner out to Wilkin. Here's Connor, gives it over to McMahon. McMahon got him to miss, and he makes a layup. Before the bus ride over, Noah was working on that move with me. He just told me to guard him very aggressively, foul him, do all that, try and make me miss. That's exactly what he was working on, and there he goes, executing it in a game. Kipton gets knocked to the floor. That looked like a big-time flop. I thought nothing happened. I just saw Kipton go horizontal and fall down. And, yep, that's why it's Lakeside ball. They call the travel on Kinnard. Terry and Holloman back in the game. A nice pass there by number 22. Number 32 does not shoot the three, though. 15 gives back to 32. 32 to 22 behind the volleyball line. Oh, my goodness. Why is he always behind the volleyball line? He's always just standing at the logo, waiting and waiting and waiting. Layup from number 32 is no good. Rebounded by Terry. Terry gives to Holloman. Brax Terry's three just missed. Hustle rebound for Honey. Gives it and tried to pass it to Wilkin. It got tipped out of bounds. Elmwood will throw, Honey will throw the ball in right in front of his own bench. Joseph Young with a little floater, no good. Tipped away, and Lakeside will grab it back. Knocked away by Honey. He kind of did reach in there, though. Looks like I think that's Honey's third, maybe fourth. But when Elmwood is up 22-9, probably shouldn't be that big of a deal. Honey and Wilkin are going to come out. And looks like Kennard, Bennington, and Conwell are in. Number 32 drives. Kipton Kennard got, like, absorbed into his belly. It looked like he was just, like, flailing his arms out as number 32 drove. 32 is a big boy. He's not, like, fat, but he's a bigger boy. I wouldn't say that, like... I didn't say that because he was fat, just like Kipton was, like, leaning right into him and just had his arms flailing out all over the place. Three-pointer from Carson Conwell, no good. My favorite shooter failed me there. Kipton Kennard with a floater, no good. Rebounded by, nice rebound by Holloman. Oh my goodness, they say he stepped out of bounds. Holloman, not a great call. I thought Holloman leaped over and grabbed that. Elmwood's going to call a timeout. We'll be back after this. Welcome back. 2 minutes and 21 seconds to play in the third quarter. Elmwood with the ball. Kipton Kennard's going to drive. Kick out to Braxton. Please make that. No, he missed again. Bennington's pass knocked away, stolen by Lakeside. I said Lakeside. I didn't say anything else. Lakeside will have it back after number 10 is fouled. Number 22 will take it up very, very slowly. I bet he stays around the logo. Look at that. Look at that. Gives it to number 10. Number 10, nice pass to number 32. Easy layup for him. Lakeside has broken into the double digits. Kennard makes a nice move. Almost lost the ball there. Bounce pass to Terry. Terry gives to Conwell. Conwell to Bennington. Fisher Bennington got a red light last week because of all of his missed threes. He had a pretty open one right there, but he couldn't take it. Looks like that did not see who that foul was on, but Elmwood will get the ball back. They're going with a whole new set. Bennington, Terry, Holloman all out. Sorry. Yes. And Conwell is also out. Kennard is the only one who stays in. Honey, Wilkin, McMahon, and Young stay in, or come in. Kennard makes an easy layup to make it 24-11, Elmwood. Number 22, hovering around the logo, what do you know? Drives, nice shot. Couldn't get it to go. Wilkin with the rebound. Jump ball, Elmwood will have it back. Kipton Kennard will walk the ball up for the Raiders with 1 minute to play in the third. Gives to Honey. Honey, no-look layup. Kind of looked like he was looking at Wilkin outside the arc, and he just kind of threw a hook shot layup up. Missed it, though. Number 22, right in front of his own bench. Bullet pass to number 32. Three-pointer from Lakeside. No good. Rebounded by number 15. Nobody's guarding him. Easy path into the lane. He missed the layup. He's going to go to the floor. Did not see quite what they called there. Looks like the foul's going to be on McMahon. McMahon pulled him down, apparently. Number 15 will throw it in with 30 seconds to play in the third. Number 22 drives. Layup is good. McMahon gives to Honey. A little sense of urgency in the Raiders now. Gives it over to Kennard. Kennard over to Wilkin. Wilkin to McMahon. Noah McMahon's three. Can't he do it again? He cannot. Rebounded by Lakeside. Elmwood with full press. Kennard almost knocked the ball loose. Lakeside got it back, though. Less than 10 seconds. Number 32 runs the ball up the court. Gives it out to number 10. Buzzer beater, no good. Rebounded by number 21. Buzzer goes off before he can put anything back up. At the end of the third quarter, Elmwood leads 24-13.
Equity Business Solutions provides bookkeeping and tax preparation services to small business in Northwest Arkansas. If you need monthly bookkeeping services, end of year cleanup, financial statement analysis, or business or personal tax preparation and planning, Call the professionals from Equity Business Solutions. Call 479-372-1875. That's 479-372-1875. Or find them on the web at equitybusinesssolutionsllc.com. That's Equity Business Solutions, adding value beyond the numbers.
Welcome back. This is the final quarter of play. Elmwood is leading 24-13. And it will be Lakeside ball to start it off. Lakeside just looks completely gassed. Elmwood moving to more of a zone defense now. Not as much pressure. Tosses it over to number 10, gives it to number 32. Kick out to number 22, three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by number 21, tipped away by Joseph Young. He pulls it down. Here comes McMahon. Gives it to Wilkin. Wilkin to Terry. Terry's floater, no good. Rebounded by Lakeside. Lakeside walking the ball up. Number 22 drives. Layup is good. McMahon tried to draw a charge. No call, though. Terry with a deep pass to Wilkin. Wilkin to McMahon. Noah doesn't know where to go with it. Gives it to Young behind him. Young to Holloman. Holloman to Terry. Terry, they're going to just call a jump ball. It'll be Elmwood's ball. McMahon will pass it in on the Lakeside baseline. Holloman makes space, layup no good, pulled down by number 32. Number 22 will take it up for Lakeside. Golden Eagles definitely playing with more fight, even though they do seem to be very gassed this quarter. Wilkin gets the rebound, gives to Young. Young to Holloman. 2-on-1. Ball knocked away, out on Lakeside. Out on Lakeside. And Young and Holloman are out. Honey and Kennard back in. Here's Kennard. Gives to McMahon. McMahon swings it way out to Honey. Honey gives to Terry, tipped away. Gives back to Kennard. Kennard's little floater, no good. Number 32 takes it up for Lakeside, gives to number 22. 22 drives, had plenty of space, and won. 24-17 now. Number 22 will shoot one free throw. And ball tipped away, gives to McMahon. McMahon holds it deep to Wilkin. Wilkin gives it, looks like he still has it, gives it to Terry. Terry Honey. Honey's three. Oh my goodness, too hard off the back iron. Number 22 brings it up. He's going to not drive this time, gives it to number 21. Here's number 15. Layup is good. Timeout, Lakeside. It's a 5-point game. 3:27 left, but Elmwood definitely is going to need to ramp it up to just make sure they can secure this win. After the timeout, Elmwood has a 5-point lead now. Lakeside has been trying to come back, and if Elmwood keeps on playing this soft, they might just do that. McMahon gives it to Terry. Terry jogs it up, gives to McMahon. McMahon to Kennard. Kennard nearly lost the ball. Gives to Wilkin. Wilkin just hands it right back to Kennard. Here's Kennard. Kinnerd got nowhere to go with it. And the ball's knocked away by number 21. Wilkins got to do something. He missed the layup. Had a wide open layup, and he kind of missed it. Ball stolen by Terry. Timeout, Elmwood. 2:50 to play in the game. Elmwood leads by 5. After the timeout, there's 2:50 to play. It's Elmwood ball. Here's Honey. Honey's going to drive along the baseline, kicks it out to McMahon. McMahon gives to Young. Young with a handoff to Kinner. He's got a wide open lane. Layup is good. Elmwood now is up 7. Definitely big just to kind of give Coach Sanchez some security about how he feels about the score. McMahon, after the missed opportunity from Lakeside, McMahon gives to Wilkin. Wilkin to Honey. Honey drives, couldn't get the shot. He got smacked in the face. Going to draw the foul, so he'll shoot 2. 2:17, 7-point lead for the Raiders. Honey will shoot 2. Here at the freshman game, the RHS versus Lakeside freshman game, RHS is kind of destroying Lakeside. 48-29, Rogers leads over Lakeside. Honey misses his first free throw, and the second one also is no good. Rebound by Lakeside. Here's number 22. Hand off to number 32. 32, back to 22. 22 tried to go up. Nice pass to number 21. Layup, no good. Rebounded by number 32. McMahon thought Wilkin had it. Three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by number 15. No good. Rebounded by Elmwood, finally. Kinnard will take it up. 1:45 to play in the game. Noel McMahon fakes the three, draws the foul. McMahon just kind of threw up a shot right as he got fouled. He somehow made it. Shot does not count, though. It was on the floor. Coach Baker smiling, wanting that bucket to count. Coach Sanchez arguing with the ref that bucket counted. Sounds about right. Here's Honey. He's going to throw it over to Young. Young tried to, like, put it up while he was in the air. He just decided to bring it to the ground, give it to Wilkin. Kinnard to McMahon. McMahon's 3. No good. Hasn't made one since he made one in the first quarter. Layup from Lakeside. No good. Oh, my goodness. Hudson Honey just got absolutely railed. Hudson Honey just got boomsticked. Number 22. Sorry, wait, is that 21? Yeah, it's 21. Honey went up for the rebound. He didn't think anybody was behind him. Number 21 almost jumped over him. Got just kaboomed. Oh, my goodness, that guy has a beard. Number 35 for Lakeside coming out of the court. He's got a perm and a beard. I would not want to be guarding that guy. That guy is huge. Holy cow. I bet Hudson's glad that he didn't get tackled by him. Layup from Young is good. That might just secure the game. It's a 3-possession game with a minute to play. Honey lost a shoe. Number 22 shot is tipped by Young. Honey just slipped it right back on. How? He just kind of... Oh, my goodness. Makes a man miss. Honey with an easy layup. And it's an 11-point game. 40 seconds left. Let's see if they throw it to the grown man. Here's number 2. Hand off to number 22. Layup is good. 30 seconds left. 9-point game. Kennard gives to McMahon. McMahon guarded by number 35. Hand off to Joseph. They're going to call a travel on McMahon. 14 seconds left. Elmwood looked very good today. Seventh graders also did a great job coming back with the win. Number 22, number 15, trying to three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by Kennard. Trying to make something out of these final seconds. They still do have to get it across half court, and they do that. That will be the ball game. Elmwood wins 30-21, beats Lifeway in a very, I mean, that last third quarter and fourth quarter scared me a little bit, almost had me thinking Lakeside was going to come back, but Elmwood defeats them 30-21.